We're in Simon Shin Aleph. We're up to Sif Mem Zayin, and we'll be finishing the Simon. Lo Yishtach Odom Es Kelo B'Shabbos Afilim and Azeah. You're not to hang your clothes out on Shabbos, even because they're wet from perspiration. It's still an Isur of Mar Zayin. Mem Ches Mistapik Odom Bilontis Pirish Begich Mistapkim Balach Shrotzin, a towel. When he carries it, we're not afraid that he's going to come do smicha. But you cannot give it back to the people who run the bathhouse because they're choshed that they're going to wring it out to dry and use it for someone else. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should dry yourself in something that you're not makbid on, meaning something that you don't mind being wet. The grotain is that people are not makbid on towels. The normal thing to do is get a towel wet. You don't say, oh, this towel is wet. How did that happen? It's normal. The towels get wet. This is even in a case where someone washed his whole body in cold water where there's no gzera, he should dry himself in something he's not makbid in. Now, this that it says he's allowed to move it, he's allowed to carry it, that's only referring to a place where there's a heter tiltal, of course. Lamaisa, since Chazal did not aser drying yourself, they did not aser the carrying of it. The Eliyarabba says this is not called Mayim Merubim. The difference between the two pshatim of why Chazal didn't aser carrying it, is it because it's not called Mayim Merubim, then it's also to carry even once you get there. Whereas if the reason was that Chazal didn't ask her what they allow you to wear, so Lamais, as soon as you get home, you should change. Memtes, Mutter Lirchot Yodah Benor B'Shabbos V'Achlo Yitzim Imamayim Shaleim Chutzunar Dal Rames. What happens if you're washing your hands in the river? You have to be careful that you're not carrying water on your hands past the nor past the river for Dalat Amis. That means on Shabbos, if you ever get your hands wet, you make sure to dry them immediately so you're not carrying water. This is talking about where the nor is in a karmelis, because if right around the nor is a real Rishus HaRabim, then Stam you're not allowed to carry at all on it. Further, Sif Nun, Yotzim bepishton soruk v'tzemer menufit shebarosh shebalei chatotin. You'll have to wear this string. Amos mai bizman shetzovam v'korchano sheyotzim shahachas and ba'od yom. Otherwise, what is this? So here we're talking about pishton soruk and tzemer menufits. It was not spun. So the problem is, how can you carry it? It's not yet a beged. So on that, the halachi is that what you have to do is either you did a shinui maisa, you painted them or something, you dyed them or something, or you wore them once before Shabbos. This way, it's nicker that you're using it. You're using it as some kind of hat. What happens if you didn't? You did not color them, and you also didn't use them before Shabbos. The halacha is that not only can't you carry it, but it's even mukta. Unless you thought about it mebo'od yom before Shabbos that you were going to carry it. With regard to machshava beforehand, being matar hotzah, it's a machlokas rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. It's only with regard to muktzah that machshava helps, but with regard to carrying, machshava is not enough, you actually have to use it. Sif Nun Aleph. Mutar lotzeis b'mitz nefesh etolim b'tzavra l'mishe yishtol maka b'yodo b'zro. You're allowed to wear this material that they used to put, that if he was hurt in his arm, that this way he would be able to put it in there, something like a sling. V'chein b'smartutin pirish beged bolui, the spoils of old clothing. Now the reason why this is mutter is because it's considered a tachshit, it's not considered a masui. The Mechaber seems to hold that in this case you don't have to wear it nibod yom before Shabbos. The gratain is that's a stira to the previous sif. And according to the Gra, the same way that previously we said it would be muktzah if you didn't wear it bebod yom, the same halacha here. While the Bir halacha brings it down, he leaves it as a tzarachiyim.